46, 436. We are normally not in the largest, richest, or most real of the possible universes. Christ is the narrow gate to this vaster universe, the soul gate, the Buddha. Could we say, it is the real universe, and this one false like those in I, koinos versus idios? And of course, this is what Jesus meant by the kingdom of God, another better universe. Science fiction provides us with a new way of understanding this, parallel alternate worlds. I just thought of a possibility that beggars description. In SF, alternate worlds are separate. They are truly alternate. Suppose it isn't that way. They are like an eye, somehow superimposed or fused. Ah! My matrix theory, onto which a variety of worlds are projected, tiers. Then, the Christian universe is a way of being in this, which is the only world. Question: are some versions more true than others? Is one true and the other false? If so, which is true? If so, how do we establish which one it is? Could it be that tiers is the true one, the one true one? How do the others arise? Are our perceptions deliberately manipulated? Answer: the real world is the Christian universe and the secret revolutionary Christian underground against the empire. The antithetical interaction shows up in tears. The empire is clear. Where is the Christian element? Would you believe Acts, which locates the Christian element in Taverner, viz. Buckman equals Felix Procurator. Note: Marcus Antonius Felix was the Roman procurator of Judea province from AD 52 to 58. The Apostle Paul was tried before him. See Acts 24. End note. Therefore, Taverner has to be Paul, the persecuted church, by means of the grid, the Acts grid. The grid is essential. If Buckman is Felix Procurator, you can infer by means of the Acts grid, and only by means of the Acts grid, that Taverner equals is Paul equals is the persecuted church. Note: Jason Taverner, the protagonist of Flow My Tears, the policeman said. End note. 46, 458. Hypnagogic. One of us is dead. The two selves in me. It must be me and my sister. Folder 47. October to November 1979. 47, 602. You know, there is really so much of 274 to 275 that I've been unable to remember, despite my note-taking. But of all of it, the sight, contact, encounter with Valis seems the most awesome. And it takes out of the realm of a psychological experience. Either I was nuts, or I saw what I saw. And of course, the overthrow of half a dozen tyrannical governments, starting with Nixon. 47, 617. Two systems of information intersecting, one as set, Ahura Mazda, the other defeated into ground, being only approximation, and in their act process, like the moth descending, of intersecting, creating, like a 3D hologram, spatial reality, vast space, geometric forms that are alive. Not religion, but as in Beethoven's later music, turning time into space. This is what Beethoven did, enclosed, hence created, vast, hence absolute space, hence non-temporal reality, hence restored man, me in 2374, to Adam Kadmon, defined as man filling the whole universe, and hence as subject, identical with object reality. Note. A reference to Adam Kadmon, the primal cosmic anthropos of Jewish Kabbalah. End note. Atman, Brahman as the same. Atman revealed as Brahman, i.e. microcosm identical with the macrocosm. 47.626. Music is normally a temporal process, but Beethoven uniquely uses it to enclose space, the most vast volume of space possible. Thus, Beethoven literally expanded the hologram for anyone understanding his music. And he was part of a historic movement involving the abrupt evolution of the human being in terms of, so to speak, relative size vis-a-vis his reality. This is the inner firmament of Bruno, or Paracelsus, whichever. Ah, the microcosm is transformed briefly into the macrocosm, and a slight but permanent expansion of the person, the microcosm, occurs. Perhaps an altered relationship to the macrocosm, in terms of identity. Beethoven's music as a means by which the alchemical Verklärung can take place. Thus, it is directly related to the Hermetics. Expansion out of the prison. Escape from the prison by extension, like an insect expanding out of his exoskeleton during via his metamorphosis. The body is the tomb of the soul, half-life. The BIP as a sort of exoskeleton, hence a kind of rigid iron body. This is the second birth by the spirit. This is a radically different way of experiencing the self, microcosm, and reality, macrocosm, memory, and inner space. There is some relationship. Memory involves vastly augmented time, which is then converted into space. A long time ago becomes a very large spatial volume, with the result that the past still exists, e.g., my seeing the world of Acts in 274 and finding it latent in tears. So my seeing the distant past in 274 and experiencing it overtly in 374 was due to the conversion of time into space, which I saw as the vastly augmented spaces. But I see now that the two phenomena are actually one. 47.627. Therefore, the hologram reality is in truth one huge volume of space with no time involved, in which all time periods are spatial onion layers, as again in Ubik, where the past lies inside, i.e., along a spatial axis, objects, and can be retrieved. Time, then, is actually spatial expansion, layer upon layer. So the hologram is quite large. It is Ubik, yes. Here is the significance of the word Ubik. It occupies all space. 47.628. By using his music to enclose huge volumes of space for the listener, Beethoven committed the ultimate political act of liberating, expanding the individual. Likewise, my space phobia is connected with my own rebelliousness. Unable to deal with external space, i.e. unable to rebel, I have turned to inner space, to exploring it, which, too, is a political act. So my writing involving inner space is covertly subversive. It teaches secret ways to rebel, mostly by evasion, escape. This is why the whole psychedelic movement of the 60s was a threat to the authorities. This was the area of the subversive threat I posed, my studies of inner space, in fact, my conceptions of inner space differing from person to person is very radical and politically subversive. I now see, even when it didn't involve drugs. Viewed this way, then, 2374 represents a total political victory by me, in that I broke through into absolute space, such as is not even known about following the disappearance of the Hermetics. 2374 can be understood politically If the significance for the nature of the individual in terms of his enclosing space is recognized as basic, e.g. Beethoven's music, this absolute space involves absolute, i.e. a priori knowledge, and power over time in that time can no longer extinguish the person. This relates to authentic Christianity. Hence, there really is something very subversive about ubik, as well as eye and stigmata and Martian time slip. I personally achieved the catalytic metamorphosis that my writing promotes. And my writing may aid others in expanding their inner space, pointing toward what I did, breaking through into absolute, hermetic space where the self is Adam Cadman, unfallen and unoccluded. 47, 630. It is a world inside a world. This is why Beethoven's space-enclosing music frees us. Note: these wonderful passages on Beethoven almost make one wish Dick had been a music critic. And if one senses more authority on behalf of classical than pop, well, who needed another rock writer in 1979? Why not someone to make a case for the modern relevance of Beethoven, Bach, Mahler, and Schubert? Among other music he mentions in the exegesis, we find Eno, Discrete Music, The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever, through which God speaks to him, David Bowie, more the cinematic Bowie than the musical one, Neil Young, though he doesn't know it's Young, referring to a cover version by a band called Prelude, and Paul McCartney, on whose first solo album he blames a psychotic journey, surely the only time McCartney has been credited with such a thing. S.E. End note. There is a direct relation between more space and the real world, also between restricted space and the irreal world. Vallas was an uncanny one-way intrusion, perturbing the basis of the small high-speed world from outside. Vallas proves there is an outside. This is the most important sentence I've written, since it shows our world resembles that of ubik, Mays et al. 47, 642. The Christian apocalyptic vision is an actual universe, spatially much vaster than ours, and in terms of time, the present extends back to encompass 2,000 years. Swift events, the death of the Savior and his return, span thousands of years. A person's mind, in that universe, extends phylogenetically over the 2,000-year span of the present. Basic unchanging archetypes are constants. Rome, which is the prison and the enemy, the secret Christian underground attacking it over a period of 2,000 years, and the deity itself camouflaged in reality and only visible when you are in the super-extensive space-time of this vast Christian dualistic universe. A drama and conflict is being enacted, and it is cosmic in dimension. It will end with the return of the just departed Savior as judge. The mood of the secret Christians, whose minds span the 2,000-year present, is one of excitement and joy, and most of all, anticipation. Thomas is commensurate with the vast spaces and the vast time, the 2,000-year present of the Christian apocalyptic universe. 47, 643. In the vast Christian apocalyptic universe, the inbreaking of God has already occurred. It registered covertly into our smaller universe in 1974, but was not visible for what it was. I just can't figure out the relationship between the two universes. We seem to be in a sort of little box, and our senses don't report the truth, as in I. This is all very odd. Are we drugged and asleep? Do our senses lie? We are occluded. Must we first be de-occluded to see the inbreaking, or will the inbreaking de-occlude us? I know the answer. The latter. 47.645. Ach! If you were geared to the slow time of the Christian Urwelt, this phenomenal world would seem to spin by at an incredibly accelerated rate, exactly as time seemed to pass for me in 374. Events pass ultra-fast if you are slowed down. The rise and fall of our societies are, to Urwelt, like the lives of fruit flies over in hours. Conversely, if you are geared to this phenomenal world, no change is seen in the Urwelt. During one human lifetime, nothing happens in it. It is still back at the time of Acts. If one of us caught a glimpse of it, he'd see what seemed to be the distant past of this world, whereas, in fact, it is another world progressing at a different, very slow rate. Now the meaning of this can be appreciated. He causes things to look different, so it'd appear time has passed. This is a view of the phenomenal high-speed world from the vantage point of the other, i.e., the Urwelt. 47.649. I have it. When I slowed down to phase with the ultra-slow pace time of the Urwelt, events, change processes, in this phenomenal world moved very fast in relation to me, so that in effect I was shown stop-action photography of a vastly expanded present. As a result, at this accelerated flow rate, this world exhibited the revealed cosmological aspect of 1. Joining, 2. Engramming, 3. Rest-motion dual modes, and 4. Most of all volition, hence sentience, i.e., valis. Valis could be discriminated, discerned, when perceived at that great a velocity, and with that extended a present. 5. And covert message traffic set ground. And 6. The using of the antecedent universe as a stockpile by Valis. And 7. The dialectic, with the perpetual inevitable victories by the a priori wiser horn. This would be Thomas's normal view of our world, since his perspective is phylogenic. So our world is visible to those in the slow, vast Urwelt, specifically the process of God assimilating, transubstantiating it with his own body. Thomas was bailing into our world and its rapid flow, while I bailed or slowed to the rate of his world, which eventually became the PTG. No, at the extreme point of slowing, phasing with eternity, I found myself in no world at all, but rather in the void of the Urgrund. So I may have slowed to such a low rate of flow that my present stretched out millions of years rather than thousands. This is what the Buddha reported in the Dibbakaku state, seeing the coming into existence and passing away of all things. This is the opposite direction from that the super pot and acid take you. There, you speed up and world slows. Here, world speeded up and I slowed, and gained a progressively augmented present. With super pot and acid, world becomes eternal. Here I become eternal and world ephemeral. So drugs take you away from enlightenment and consign absolute reality to epiphenomena, which increasingly entrance you, rather than losing their already too strong hold over you. Thus we call this intoxication a deluded state, not enlightenment. Acid and super pot are like the Monsanto exhibit in Disneyland, where you get smaller, i.e., the world gets bigger. Your perspective shrinks. Note: the exhibit was Adventure Through Inner Space, a corporate-sponsored attraction that ran in Tomorrowland until 1985. End note. In enlightenment, your perspective grows and spreads out to fill vast spaces. Time turns into space. Time, karma, is used up, burned up. It runs at high speed to its end and dies out, leaving the divine abyss ultimately. 47652. A playful God can ape the solemn, but a solemn God is not going to ape the playful, music, dance, etc., especially tricks and paradoxes and riddles. 47660. But I saw down through the layers, first in 274. I saw the Urwelt, and then in 374 I saw the dialectic. And I saw Valis per se, not in graphic conceptual terms, like a schematic, but Valis itself, beyond which there is just the beatific void, which I also finally saw. I saw in sequence of ontological hierarchy. So there is far greater logic to 2374 than I ever realized. If you were successively stripping away the layers, it would go exactly as it went with me. By the time I saw Valis, I was near the heart of reality, at the edge of the via negativa. Note: via negativa, the negative way, refers to apophatic theology, according to which God is absolutely ineffable. Human beings can understand and describe what God is not, but not what God is. End note. 47676. Boy, am I in possession of a valuable fact. The historic process has, or is, a mind-brain evolving toward ends it desires. To this I add, my present time was thousands of years in extent, and I saw world as hatched cuckoo egg within world, evolving and assimilating and linking internally in greater and greater complexity, through a dialectic process with history as its arena, world within world, and camouflaged, counterpart to myself, not alien to me, but like me. What it was, I was, except it was large and I was small. That means I am not a human being, since it is not a human being. I, too, am a hatched cuckoo egg. It is God entering the world, as Hegel says. It is right here with me, but I am normally too speeded up to see it. It is a physical mind, like the brain, a great evolving brain cannibalizing its environment, structure within a less highly organized structure.